can't find nothing on the radio. Yo, turn to that station.
Radio you can touch.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We'll talk a lot today as soon as Jeff is capable.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Jeff Lutz.
You're not making any sense.
Oh, that's true.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. I'm Bob, Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz here as well. We will be here for the next hour. We'll have a Bob and Jeff drive coming up in about 20 minutes. Max Power is our producer and engineer, 869-1240. The phone number, we finally got our headset figured out.
How'd you do that?
Well, I figured it out.
Tony came over?
No, Tony had nothing to do with
it. Really?
I figured it out.
Good job.
Just needed a different cord, and I went and got one, and here we are.
Looks beautiful.
So next time we have the three-man booth, that person will be able to hear.
Hooked up. When are we going to have the three-man booth?
I don't know. Not this week.
Do it, can't do Friday?
Nope. Anthony, the big fella, will be in tomorrow, although I haven't heard back from him. Here's the thing that I would tell everyone who's below me
alive
in the pecking order on this show.
So is that
including you?
Just Anthony, or is there anybody else?
When I reach out, it's important to respond.
Well, Anthony's got a lot of stuff going on.
I'll say it again. When I reach out.
He said he had like 9 or 10 jobs.
It is important to get back to
He's badly injured.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. He just seemed badly injured when we.
What happened?
Well,
Did you ask him?
He had a knee. He had a rib.
Thought the rib was okay now.
Might be.
We got to work our friend Mike Furches in at some point this week. Maybe you can do that Thursday.
Perhaps. I got David Michael Hahn coming in, but we might go.
What about Duda? Isn't he with you Thursday?
He's not.
I texted him and said he's with you Thursday.
Oh, well, he told me
he's available Thursday.
He told me he wasn't available Thursday.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, it might have been Tuesday, but I asked him about Thursday, too, and he's like, well, you got to cover, then fine.
He told me I'm available Wednesday and Thursday. And I said, no show Thursday with Jeff, no show Wednesday, but with Jeff Thursday.
Well, I'll figure
and
it out.
Texted back, okay.
Really? Not a K or a thumbs up?
A K.
Yeah. He doesn't put the O. I know Duda.
Well, that's he's ready to go.
Well, I'll see. I promised the slot to David Michael Hahn. He says he has it on his calendar.
Well, don't just forego Duda.
Well, maybe we'll have all three of them in.
You guys did a nice job in the final segment Friday.
What was with you? I didn't like that.
I pretty much had it.
How, though?
Oh, I don't know. Just the
I was
aloofness.
I was concerned about you legitimately.
Well, you never said anything.
Well, I thought if I did that you'd be like, that's stupid. I was just messing around. But I almost texted your wife.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I had to go get my computer situated.
Well, the emotions that day for you were so up and down.
What are you talking about?
You were angry. You were laughing hysterically. Then it seemed like maybe you were kind of sad at the end. I couldn't really tell.
I had to get my computer set.
But were you a little sad?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I had to go get my computer settled in. I knew I was going to get a 4 o'clock call from the MLB Network radio guys.
Did you?
Ed Randall and Kevin Kennedy.
Did you appear?
I did get that call. I haven't listened to it yet.
Well, I don't know how you listen to it.
What show is it they do on MLB radio?
I don't know. I don't know.
Look for it. I mean, come on, man. Help a guy out.
You can go back and listen to it either. I'm sure there's probably a way, but it's never been a way that I could find. Kevin Kennedy used to have a podcast or something. I don't know.
I mean, Remember When is the name of the show.
Well,
and it airs every Saturday morning on MLB Network Radio.
Well, that doesn't sound like a show that...
On Sirius
XM. What were you remembering?
Oh, they like talking to me.
They do?
I was on in February after the Jackie statue was stolen. They just wanted to do an update after the new one had been put up. And I really like Ed Randall. He's a good guy. And I enjoyed the conversation with him.
Well, I'm glad.
Well, I can't believe I haven't listened to it.
I didn't know you were on it. I don't know how to listen to it.
You go to MLB Network Radio.
I'll give it a shot. I'll take a chance. You do what I'm doing.
You know, in my car, I sometimes listen to that, and sometimes I'm on KFH. Those are really the only two. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I like listening to the MLB show in the morning early because Steve Phillips is really good.
He is?
Oh, he's really good.
What does he talk about?
He's just fun to listen to. Former general manager, all kinds of
insight. Long time ago, though.
Not scared to share opinions. He's not in the good old boys club. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good.
Let's get to, I think Max said, Dino. Hello, Dino.
Oh, it's our boy Dino.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, I just wanted to call, and I know I tried calling Friday because I was listening. And I just wanted to, you know, maybe pass along the thanks to you guys as well as Duda for playing that game. You know, his style, he should, you know, him hosting it and you two getting flustered and frustrated. It's awesome radio, man. It's good to listen to.
And Jeff winning. So, yeah, it was good.
Well, it was a dumb game, and it doesn't deserve anybody's praise, frankly. Duda doing what Duda does. And not putting hardly any effort into something. And then guys like Dino call and say, way to go, Duda. And that doesn't help our show, frankly. But whatever, Dino. Duda will appreciate hearing this.
Yeah, I mean, I figure I'm one of your tens and tens of listeners. So, you know, I got to heap some praise on you guys.
Well, he did mention running into you down at the pump house. So we really enjoyed that interaction. I certainly enjoyed it more than I am enjoying you praising Duda.
And insulting our listenership a little bit, but that's cool.
No. Who's hey, what did he say to
him? He said he's one of our tens of listeners.
Oh, Dino, that's brutal.
I figured you would appreciate it.
That went right over my head.
You guys are always good for some good comedy, right?
Yeah, we like it. Thank you, Dino. Good to talk with you.
Hey, love the show, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You very much. 869-1240, that's all you got to do. Get on, we'll rip into you a little bit and have a good time. That's what it's all about. Don't back away from that. That's
who wouldn't want to be ripped into?
Well, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You get it, don't you?
Sure. I like ripping into people.
You don't do much of it. I
don't. Thought I did much more than you did.
I'm ready to go. By the way, can you take me to my car after the show today?
Probably.
Central and Tyler.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Little work done before we head out to Kansas City later in the week.
What'd you have done?
You know. Just had a little tune-up.
That's smart.
I try to take care of my car. And especially when I'm going on a little trip out of town.
I've got to fly on an airplane twice in the next 9 months.
Where?
Las Vegas and then Seattle.
I may drive to Las Vegas. You don't want to get ride with me?
Well, are you going the same? I think we already have plane tickets.
Well, I don't know. If you'd buy me a ticket, I'd probably drive out.
Well, a ticket?
I don't know if Debbie wants to go or not.
You're going to have to pay me back. Why don't you just give me the money and then I'll buy you
tickets? No, I'll pay you back.
It's a lot of money to just go without for a while.
No, I'll pay you back. Once you get the ticket spot, I'll write you a check.
Okay.
I've never heard of anybody wary about that.
Well, you don't just give up $900.
It's $900 for a ticket to see the Eagles?
It would be for two if you wanted good ones.
Well, I paid more than that in 2000.
$850.
We'll see. We'll look into it.
$425 without all the fees and stuff.
I'll see what my wife says, but I would drive out.
I wanted to drive too, but couldn't really make that work logistically.
Well, I'll drive.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I'm not going to make my wife fly alone, and there's no tickets left for the show. Shows I'm going to.
Really?
Not anyone's.
You can't finagle anything?
Well, I think I've burned that bridge.
Huh. Well,
or that has dried up.
My wife really thinks I need to go, and I don't know.
Maybe Jim Ed Norman has tickets.
My wife really. Why does she think I need to go?
Because it's something we haven't seen before. Like, I wasn't going to go to any more long goodbye shows, probably. But this is almost a reinvention.
And then I'll buy the ticket, and they'll do the same 17 songs they've done for 2 years now.
Well, probably, but...
And I'll just be upset.
Just on the off chance that they don't? I don't know. I might not look at the set list before I go.
Oh, you... Please.
It's a slim chance.
You know you'll examine the set list.
I can't watch any videos though. So if I go down the rabbit hole at all, I'll want to keep going down it. So I might just not look at anything.
You will. You won't be able to resist.
No, that's
there's no way you won't look at something.
That seems most likely, but
and you'll hate yourself because then you'll know
I'm not going to watch
flying
videos.
Out there. This is the set list. And, yeah, they're doing Desperado. And
well, I like hearing Desperado.
Well, sure, but throw in something else. Bitter Creek.
Wouldn't it be nice if...
Who sang Bitter Creek?
Bernie Ledden.
Bring him back.
I wouldn't be opposed. Wouldn't it be nice to hear Deacon sing, like, Outlaw Man or James Dean?
Something.
Or Good Day in Hell or something that his voice fits?
Something.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do. If they did Waiting in the Weeds, I'd fly on the wing of a plane.
No, we'll see.
Yes, I would. I think that's my all-time favorite Eagles song.
Is Worst Choices. It's up there for me. It's my favorite some days.
And if they did How Long, my wife would just...
Does she love that song because we sing it?
No, she loves that song because it's catchy.
It is a great song.
Cried
the first time I heard it.
Expand your horizons, Eagles.
Well, they're going to try.
No, they're not.
I don't know what
they're
going to do.
You don't know that they're going to try. Let's
get Irving Azoff on the show.
Don't say that. You don't know that they're going to try at all. The Olympics over. I love the Olympics. I regret not watching more. I regret not getting on Peacock and watching there.
I watched so much Olympics. I missed it.
You didn't watch on Peacock.
Yes, I did.
Really?
That's almost all I watched on.
The women held on yesterday to win the gold medal.
That was
a good game.
I didn't like watching that game.
It was a brutal,
it was not
defensive, not pretty game, but it was a good game. Because neither team could figure out. Man, it was... Those two teams... D'd up.
Why couldn't they put Diana Taurasi in the game?
I don't know. I don't understand it. Why didn't Brittany Griner play in the second half?
I don't know.
I don't know who that coach is.
Taurasi's 42.
Why didn't Caitlin Clark play?
Well, I don't know.
Seems like she would have been okay on that.
I don't know. They were. That's very physical, and that's kind of one of her knocks against her was that she may struggle to stand up against physical play. But and if she wouldn't have played, if she had been given the Jason Tatum treatment or, God forbid, Tyrese Halliburton, I don't think he played ever, people would have gone nuts.
Well, Halliburton will play in 2028.
He played a little.
And LeBron's not going to give up any time. And the mixed feelings for LeBron James are just... they are amazing. Some people love him. Some people hate him. And there's very little in between.
I don't get the hate.
Because they think he's...
I get that.
He's still so viable, though. Now, Steph Curry put on one of the greatest shows in the history of basketball.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do everything I can to get Steph Curry on this show. I'm going to call in every favor that I...
Does Raymond Ritter owe you favors?
Don't be worrying about Raymond Ritter.
I'm just asking.
You don't ever say his name.
Raymond Ritter.
No, I'm serious.
Steph Curry has a show on Peacock.
Don't say Raymond Ritter's name. Of course, media relations guru for the Golden State Warriors. Spent a good chunk of his childhood here in Wichita. He's been somebody who's taken good care of us in the past. We have a promo from Steph Curry.
We do.
Who, I'm told, only did it because I'm on the show.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And Max will cue that up to play when we come back from break, because...
As we go to break.
You'll want to hear it. But we're actually going to get him on the show.
Well, that's me saying the Eagles are going to change up. That seems like a lot less of a swing than getting Steph Curry on the show. It will not help our cause if I tell you what I thought of Steph Curry's show on Peacock.
Well, I don't care what you thought of it.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought of his performance in the gold medal game. Insane.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The last shot he made, I don't even understand. I didn't even know it was a shot. How did he get it off?
Don't know.
And it went in.
Yep, it went straight in.
I want to go back and watch that last 6 minutes of that game. I think people will watch that for the rest of history.
My wife got up right before all that happened. She missed all 4 3-pointers. So I did have to show her the last part of it.
Well, you have to watch.
Did you watch the 4x4 men's race?
Of course I watched.
Unbelievable.
Of course I watched it.
And the 4x4 women's, they just pulverized every other country.
Well, yeah, of course I watched that.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Of course I watched it. why would you
When you say of course, it's suspicious.
My entire existence, to me now, the reason I'm on this earth is to bother you.
Well, it's working.
I can't express how much satisfaction I get from that. How'd I do at dinner yesterday?
No, it's fine. You didn't bother me. We were sitting too far apart. Did you have your rice today, or can I take it?
Nope. Why didn't you get extra rice?
I don't know.
Surprised by that.
Our bill was $91. I'm sure yours was more because you paid for Aaron, or maybe it wasn't. But it's a lot. It's a lot
of
money.
I'm surprised you didn't get rice.
Yeah, I had rice a few days ago.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have a Bob and Jeff draft, and you'll be greeted by Steph Curry. And then we'll, I hope Max can do that. Max can do anything, because we do have the music to play as well. Back in a minute, Bob and Jeff.
This is Stephen Curry of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. You're listening to another pair of champions. My guys Bob and Jeff on KFH Radio Wichita.
Flip the coin. Heads. It is heads.
What are you going to do?
Well, it gets tough. So there's different varieties of some of these
candies. Are you going to go first or second?
First. There's different varieties of some of the candies.
Right.
Are we only allowed to use one variety?
Yeah, I would say it's the overall brand as opposed to the varieties.
Hmm.
You can say you get all the varieties, or you can say whatever. You say whatever.
Well, and I gotta go with the world famous M&M and all its varieties.
It's probably a good pick.
So you can't say peanut M&Ms.
No, you can't. But most people like peanut M&Ms more than regular M&Ms.
Well, I covered the gamut.
And to those people, I say, get a clue. I will go.
I know what you'll go. I'll predict it.
Okay, then I'll just go with those.
Skittles and Starburst.
Skittles and Starburst. That works.
Ridiculous. You'll die in so quickly.
These are individual candies. We're not talking bars here. We're talking either things you just pick right out of the box or you unwrap and put one in your mouth.
Well, I'll...
generally speaking.
I'll pick next.
Okay.
And I'll go with... It's tougher.
A little bit.
The Hershey Kiss.
Ah! Why are you in my brain?
And one of my all-time favorites. It wasn't very high on the list I just saw, but these people
nor
are
should
nuts.
It be.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm not saying Milk Duds yet.
You should. You shouldn't.
I'm saying Dots.
Oh, people hate Dots. I love them, but people hate them. And I don't get it.
What are your next two?
I'm gonna go
candies
with,
that you eat in what's
individual the, one at a time, basically.
You eat individually at least you could. This is a dumb category. Who are your next two?
Well, I got to go. Since you took the Hershey's Kiss, I got to go with my nostalgia pick, and that would be the Tootsie Roll. And my next selection will be gummy bears.
If you're over five, that won't work.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like gummy bears.
Yeah, well, you know a lot of five-year-olds.
I don't think I do.
My next two will be... this is one that goes way back. This is one that's been popular throughout
You're losing
history.
Them. You're losing them.
Lifesavers.
You're losing them.
And...
Has anybody ever wanted Lifesavers?
Yes.
Like, I could really go for a Lifesaver right
and
now.
And my next one would be Milk Duds.
Yeah. This is one of the worst. You started off so well. And... Man.
Next two for you.
I got four left. I don't think you'll take that one. I'm going to save it. But I will go with Sweet Tarts.
Yeah. Really? Now, I've never known anyone who likes
You know who loves Sweet Tarts? Who? Weston Sharts.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what does that tell you?
It doesn't tell me a lot. And Mike and Ike.
I prefer Dots to Mike and I.
Not me, but I do like Dots.
My next two are both outstanding.
Let's hear it.
I like the chocolate caramel combination. You know that. There's nothing better in my world. Rolos.
I did not think you were going to take the Rolo.
They're so good.
They are amazing.
And my next pick will be something you just, everybody loves. And that is.
Don't pick it.
What do you think I'm picking?
I don't know. I don't think you know.
Give me an idea of what you think I'm picking.
I think you're picking.
Well, it's a staple in every movie theater known to mankind. And it's Junior Mints.
Awful.
Those are so good.
Mints. Who eats mints? So, I mean, that's just ridiculous. All right, I'm going to go back to a nostalgia pick. These are still relatively popular, but, man, when I was a kid, if you got your hands on some of these, you were a rich man. And that would be, of course, the Jolly Rancher.
They're okay, but I haven't heard anybody... Want a Jolly Rancher in 20
years.
Well, the
same as Lifesavers.
Next.
And finally, with my last pick, do I go into the chocolate realm again? I can't really do that. I'll go with a personal favorite, and that would be your Mambas.
Terrible.
You love Mambas.
These are terrible.
Every time I get Mamba, can I have nine of those?
That's terrible. My final pick. Of individualized candies, which we're doing here on the Bob and Jeff draft. We each pick eight. Max will come in after we're done and weigh in. And I think I can go back here because it's a different candy.
Well, Max will be the judge.
And it's Tootsie Pop. So you go into Quick Trip. I invariably, every time I'm there, grab a cherry Tootsie Pop or a grape.
Grape.
And just have the time of my life.
Is blue grape?
I just have the time of my life with them.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the draft.
My eight are M&Ms, all varieties, Hershey Kiss, Dots, Lifesavers, Milk Duds, Rolos, Junior Mints, and Tootsie Pop.
Mine
Jeff's are
Skittles, all varieties, Starburst, the same, Tootsie Rolls, which means I get the fruity ones, Gummy Bears, Sweet Tarts, Mike and Ike's, Jolly Ranchers, Mamba.
Here's Max.
I think I win.
Well, you don't know that.
I think I do.
Here's Max Power, our producer, weighing in with his thoughts. Max?
Not one ounce of chocolate on Jeff's list. Not 1 ounce of chocolate.
I got Tootsie Rolls.
That's not chocolate. Nobody even knows what the Tootsie Rolls
made of. He took the chocolate ones.
Nobody knows what Tootsie Rolls are made of.
It's chocolate, and Tony Dusing loves them, and that's good enough for me. I couldn't get a good value pick with chocolate candy on my list.
Yeah, other than the gummy bears and Mike and Ike's, that's the only thing I eat on Jeff's list. Bob is loaded with sweet, sweet chocolate. I'd be grabbing most of Bob's candy.
Thank you, Max.
And Junior Mints made it into a Seinfeld episode, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because people hate them.
Nah, that's the only thing dark chocolate's good on is a Junior Mint.
All right, there you go. Very easy for Max today.
Well, old people like
to
stick
together. Not for the first time. I'm sorry, I'm old.
Oh, yeah, now we're going to insult Max.
No, I didn't insult him.
Because he doesn't pick you, we're going to insult him.
No, I just said...
We're going to call him old.
I just said it's common. You guys are probably going toward the hard candy sooner than later.
We're going to call him old.
No, I'm not getting those Werther things, Jeff, ever. I know what you mean.
Butterscotch and Werthers you guys.
No. By the way, I did have Werthers on my...
Down the stretch.
Oh,
they're not terrible.
Good. Those are so good.
They're okay.
Those are so good.
And I pick you a lot, Jeff.
I almost
picked you know what I should have picked? Those strawberry candies that come in the strawberry wrappers.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are excellent.
I had candy corn, but no, I didn't go.
You don't. I had Sour Patch Kids. Spree, does that do anything for you? Lemonheads.
I had Twizzlers, but I didn't.
I'm not a Twizzlers guy at all.
Jelly beans.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, you should have.
Caramel squares.
Yeah, you should have took the Ghirardelli caramel squares. Oh.
Yeah, like those are good.
Like the Brock's.
Yeah, those are good now. My mom and dad had those sitting around a lot in
a
bowl.
I'm not sure you can still find those.
Oh, those are still around. You go to, what's the candy store here in town? No, the one over here in town.
Sweet Spot?
No, and in the Nifty Nut House.
Oh.
Rocket Fizz would have them, Bob.
What's
that, Max?
Rocket Fizz would have them.
Oh, there you go.
We used to call the quick shop down on where Dylan's is, we used to call that the candy store, and we used to call the little convenience store over where 21st curves, we called that the root beer store. Is that even still there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it had the Barks logo sign on it.
Yeah, I
called it the root beer store.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's literally within walking.
I don't know where that is.
You turn right out of your neighborhood, it's right there.
I'm lost.
Really?
I don't know where that is.
Mr. Geography suddenly lost in his own neighborhood.
I am a little bit lost.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, God. How many times must you fail?
I wasn't listening, but it did not. It sounded like a much heavier beat than what we get with Black Velvet.
How many times must you fail?
All I could hear was the
before
beat.
Before this audience revolt.
And it sounded like, everybody! Well, have you heard?
No, really. How many?
It's moved the game,
Jeff.
Well, the first word.
I will quit the show.
Don't quit again. This is two shows in a row. Do you even know the words to that song? Anyway, that's what I thought it was, coming out of the earphones. But if you say it was Black Velvet and we actually played Black Velvet, then who am I to doubt anybody? Have you heard? Anyway, continue. Let's continue the show. Who sings that song? You know you want to tell me. You're desperate to tell me who sings that song.
I think I'm going to make it a tradition that when you do the things like that, that I just loathe.
Billy Squire. Are you sure that wasn't the Stroke?
I just hate when you sing. I really do.
That was pretty good.
I don't even pretend anymore. You're a terrible singer.
I am not.
You just are.
I think I sounded fine. And I was also messing around. So it wasn't even real. But it kind of was.
No, you think you can sing. You really do
I don't
think
know
you
the words.
Can sing. And
don't take no rhythm or something.
Max,
like that.
I'm going to get you on to answer this question. Because Max has been around music.
Just tell me the note
his entire life.
Just tell me the note I missed. That's all.
And I want Max to weigh in. Max, when you hear Jeff sing, what do you do? What's your response?
I was cracking up.
Promo.
I thought that was great.
No, Max, not for show value. I'm asking you about his vocal abilities. I'm not saying I got a promo out of it.
Oh, at least
I don't care
at
about
least
that.
One.
I'm asking you, can he sing?
Sure, he sing. I can't sing at all. He sings better than I can. So
there you go.
He can sing.
Done deal.
Oh,
and
Max.
He's brave enough to sing it on the radio. So
who? Yeah. Who
and cares? And the thing about Max, who's a very sweet man most of the time. Doesn't want to ruffle any feathers.
No, he
Duda would be right there with me.
Yeah, because you guys are both scared. You guys are both intimidated. This guy is really singing on the radio.
The big fella
no
would,
fear.
Would want to shut it down as quickly as possible.
No, he'd
My
love
friend
it.
Mike Furches would cover his ears.
Where is Mike Furches? I worry about the kid.
I had a conversation with him last night.
Is he okay?
I had a conversation with him last night.
Maybe I should call him.
I don't think you need to have a conversation with him.
Why?
Because I had a conversation.
Well, I'm his friend, too.
Mm.
He ranked me above you. In
what?
There's a list going on. We had a,
really?
Yeah, we had a list with our three-man Duda, or David Michael Hahn, Mike Furches, and me. We ranked everybody.
What do you mean you ranked everybody?
He went his wife, his kids, his dogs, Tennessee, then me, then David Michael Hahn, then you, then Duda.
Well, if I'd have been on the show that day, I would have been number one.
No, that was a show day.
Well, what David Michael Hahn, what were his rankings?
David Michael Hahn ranked his wife, his kids, me, Wichita, Mike, Cleveland, and then you.
Future really? Bob is holding, yeah. By the way.
Uh-oh, future Bob?
Here's Bob.
Yeah.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys remember them Atkinson's peanut butter bars. You remember them?
Which kind of peanut butter bars?
Atkinson's, so I think, was the name of them.
No, I don't remember those, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, they
Bob,
were
who wins the...
What year were those popular?
Well, I thought they were still being made. They go back pretty far, but they were real good. Peanut butter bars are striped, and you bite into them, and they're peanut butter in there.
But Bob, that's all great, but who's going to win the World Series this year? You've already experienced it.
Oh, I see what you're talking about, and I do like those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I looked at them online, and those are very good. And I'm not a big peanut butter guy normally, but I do remember those.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know about the World Series.
No, you know, future Bob.
What was the question?
I'm asking him who wins the World Series this year because he's future you, and he's already seen it.
I got a
simple question for you.
Oh, okay.
You like Jeff?
Yeah, I like both you guys. You guys
Thank
real.
You. We like you too.
Right.
Both you guys real and get good information on all sports, in my opinion.
We do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question?
Okay. You guys will get it. It's pretty easy for you, I suppose. Back in '68. Who was the first 20-game winner of Major League Baseball in 1968? pitcher, first 20-game winner.
He became the first 20-game winner that season?
Yes, sir.
And, Denny McClain.
Yeah, you got
30-game winner.
Well, that was easy. Of course, Detroit
Jeff
won
didn't
the
get
World
it.
Series.
Well, it's a confusing question. You're trying to ask.
I wasn't confused at all. I'm on the
how
same
do you know he was
wavelength.
How do you know he was the first guy to get 20 wins that year?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
But how do you know, future Bob?
Well, I just remember that was a heck of a Detroit team. Of course, Kurt Flood of the Cardinals, he got his cleat caught in the center field, and that opened it up for the Tigers. But
yeah, it was awful. Awful memory. Thanks for making me remember it.
Bob, well, Bob, sorry, write this call down because Bob's going to do it in 3 years on some show. Thank you. Verbatim.
That's not funny, Jeff. It's not funny. You're not being respectful.
Yeah, I'm being fun.
Bob, I love you. Thanks for calling. I always enjoy hearing from you.
Okay, you guys take care.
Thank you.
You bet. That's a guy with real character.
All right.
Unlike people from your generation.
And we play along with
him. Hi, Bob and Jeff. This is Max. I golf, and once I shot an eagle. I mean, that. No offense, Max. I love you.
Why are you picking on?
I don't know why I'm picking on Max. He's the only guy I can think of.
His calls are pretty boring. I mean,
no,
I'll
they're not.
What?
But Bob is he speaks to me.
I know he is you. That is so going to be you. Hey, fellas, who became the first? Not
why are you making
the first?
Why are you doing that, Jeff?
Fellas, I don't know. I just feel like that is so you.
So who are your callers here?
I don't have any, I don't think.
Right. Nobody calls to talk to you.
That's sad, isn't it?
Not one person.
Well, you don't have to put it like that.
But everybody.
It's heartbreaking when you put it like that.
Everybody wants to talk to me.
That's nice. Man, I hate to even tell you this.
Oh, here we go.
I hate this. We had a tour today.
Of KWCA?
Yeah, some kids. A lot of people came in, but this particular
some League 42 kid?
No, this was old. This was probably older kids, high school age. I waved at them because they said, this is our digital desk, so I waved over. They were by the weather station, and they said, this is Bob Lutz, or this is Jeff Lutz. He's an sports expert. You guys know Bob Lutz? That's his dad. And I said, that's not true.
Who said that's his dad?
Jen Searle, our executive producer.
Did they know me?
I didn't look to see.
Well, that's how they identify you.
I did not look to see if they knew you.
What'd you say to Jen Searle after that?
I said, that's not true.
I'm not your dad?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Why do you hate telling me that?
Because you always like, well, did somebody talk about me? Did somebody ask about me?
Well, I presume that goes on all the time.
Yeah, I must.
I just don't get that wrapped up in it.
That's fair.
So you are going to take me to get my car after the show's over.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
What? You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to having my car back.
Oh, not hanging out with me.
Well, I mean, as long as you get me there, I'm fine.
I'm going to do my best.
I was intending not to have it back till tomorrow morning, but if you can take care of this, it'll save my wife a trip.
It'll be fine.
All right, tomorrow on the show, we hope we'll talk Arizona football. We'll have Scott Russell, who one of the great Canadian athletes of all time, represented Canada in the Olympics. He's going into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. We'll talk to him tomorrow as well. We'll have a game. All of that coming up tomorrow on the show. Thank you for listening. See you then.